But it wasn't until yesterday, the first time since 1788, that the Constitution's Article 1, Section 3, Clause 4 played out for a president's cabinet nominee. The clause says that the Vice President of the United States shall be President of the Senate, but shall have no vote unless they be equally divided, they meaning senators. When it came time for them to vote on Betsy DeVos, President Donald Trump's nominee for Education Secretary, 50 senators voted to confirm her, 50 voted against confirming her. That included two Republicans who hold a two-seat majority in the Senate. So the tie-breaking vote was cast by U.S. Vice President Mike Pence.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative and the nomination is confirmed.
Why was the Senate divided? When he nominated DeVos, President Trump called her a brilliant education advocate whose leadership would help the government reform the education system and give better education and school choice to families. DeVos favors charter schools and voucher programs, and some teachers' unions say those plans take money away from public schools that need it. And DeVos's critics say she's pushed for education programs that don't work. With Vice President Pence's tie-breaking vote, Betsy DeVos becomes the 11th U.S. Education Secretary, responsible for advising the President on America's education policies, activities, and programs.